Hi, my name is Caroline Parham, and I'm a member of Senior Youth. Growing up, my nana used to bring me to a Lutheran church every Sunday. At church, I was taught that being a Christian followed certain rules. Read the Bible, be kind to your neighbors, obey your parents, but most of all, just believe in God and Jesus. It seemed like a simple concept to me, but there was just one catch. My parents had doubts about their religious beliefs, but even though my parents were agnostic, they wanted me to decide what I believed for myself. So I was constantly torn between being a Christian and not knowing what I believed. I had my first communion, but I never really read the Bible, and as I got a little older, I realized that I started to lean heavily towards the agnostic side, and I stopped going to church. After I stopped attending church, I started feeling insecure about my beliefs, especially at school, where it felt like 95% of the school's population was Christian and conservative. I was ridiculed for not only my beliefs from students, but also from the teachers. During the 2008 election with Obama and McCain, we had a school-wide vote, and 1% of the entire school voted for 1% of the entire school voted for Obama. After the results, my third grade teacher, who knew my parents were Democrats, made an example of me to the rest of the class, telling me how I was wrong, how my parents were wrong, and then asked me about my religion. When I answered I didn't know, I felt like she shamed me for not knowing if I was Christian or not. Throughout the rest of elementary school, I felt alienated from the other students. I felt alone, like there was something wrong with me. And so once I got to middle school, I didn't want to be the weirdo anymore. When the other kids asked me about my religion, I would just say Christian out of fear of being ostracized again. So I went along living in this bubble that hid all of my insecurities about my religion. A few years ago, my parents went through a phase where they wanted to go back to church because they wanted us to receive a religious education and be part of a community. So we tried the Lutheran church that my nana used to bring me to, and when she heard we were coming, she spread word of us and our beliefs. The next Sunday, I learned how judgmental a Christian church could be. All of the kids that I saw every Sunday growing up questioned me about why I came back, and even told me that they thought I was going to hell because I didn't believe in God. And because of that experience, my family has not been back since. The coming of the new year brought a lot of concern for my parents and our family about not only political affairs, but just what is happening in the world around us. My mom found out about Human through a friend from work, and I remember coming here for the first time with my family, and for the first time in many years, I felt like I could finally belong to a community, meet people that think like we do, and are passionate about the same things I am. I feel like I can be comfortable with myself and whatever I believe. My journey has just begun at Human, but the mark it has left on me so far leads me to believe that this is a spiritual journey that I can be proud of.